Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello and welcome to Simon's Peculiar Portions.
My portions, Lewis.
Pop.
Have you seen them?
Pop a plump little plum into your pie hole and join us.
Oh, God.
On a plethora of plentiful puns and partying. I should have prepared this.
Shall I just open like words beginning with P? Just words.
Let's do it now. Why not, Simon? No.
With P. Oh. There we go. Is this helpful? No, not really.
Parachute pacify, pace, parabellum, pachinko, pachyderms.
Pachyderm's a good one.
Pace setting, pacificators, paddle boatings.
What the fuck is that mean?
Palanquin. You know that? It's like a passenger conveyance.
You stand on something that has got poles on that people were holding.
Yeah, like Xerxes in 300.
Oh!
You okay?
Yeah.
Do we have any... Do you want to...
Oh, fuck.
You know what we're here to do, right?
We're here to look at weird news stories from around the world. Where in the world? Where in the world are we going
around
today?
Around the world.
Wow, we're going all the way to Ipswich, Lewis.
Oh, wow.
Exotic Ipswich.
It's going to be an exotic news story.
It is.
I'm hyped. Well, I guess it's... There's a lot of things that aren't going to be done. It's not going to be about guns. It's not going to be about monkeys. It's not going to be about food, probably.
No.
It might be about something falling down.
I don't know what Ipswich is even famous for. I guess this story.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything else.
Not being Norwich.
Yeah, it's not Norwich. That's true.
That's all I know about Ipswich.
Yeah. I think that's what they have in their tourism things. Ipswich. It's not Norwich.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not got much else. What is the news from Ipswich?
The news is that they've built Noah's Ark in Ipswich.
That's quite big news.
It's very large news. And also the implication is that, you know, maybe a great flood will come.
I didn't know Ipswich was on the coast. I thought it was a bit inland. That's a bit of a concern. I thought it was like a... I didn't know it was a...
Google Maps... Maps.
I'm assuming it has some sort of river system, but I didn't think it was on the coast.
The River Orwell.
Okay. Does that exit to the sea? Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is a port, sort of.
I guess it's
of.
The North Sea, kind of.
Okay.
Just about.
It is just about on the sea. That's good to know. What about Norwich? No, see, that's inland. That's what I was thinking of.
It's that's why land I've got, bound.
That's why I've got confused.
Ipswich, though, with a river and a channel leading out to the sea. Perfect place for a Noah's Ark, I think.
It is. You know, float that bad boy out there. How big is it?
It's very large.
Oh, it is big.
Do we have any numbers here? Oh my God, the fucking auto-playing videos, the ads.
£2.6 million biblical museum owned by Dutch TV producer Aard Peeters.
Aard Peeters. Aard Peeters.
Aard Peeters.
P Peter's a Peter being, you know, another name for a penis. Peter.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's so many names for Peters.
Odd Peters.
Is that a, is his name a joke?
No. It's very serious.
What's happened to the Noah's Ark and why is it in the news?
It's in the news because it's not seaworthy.
Right.
Isn't
that the one requirement?
Like, it's built on...
Well, there's two, I guess. It's two built... requirements. One, it's big enough to hold two of all animals.
Yeah.
And two, it's a fucking ark. It is seaworthy.
It's a boat. It has to be a boat.
And so it's not seaworthy.
No.
And so it's been impounded.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you can impound a ship of that size.
I guess you put a clamp on...
Clamp on what?
The...
On a rudder or something.
The rudder.
Yeah.
You clamp the rudder.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Bloody boat's been impounded.
It's got one of those fucking lock things on the steering wheel thing, but it's... What's the steering wheel of a ship called?
The...
Helm.
The wheel.
Yeah, whatever.
The steering wheel.
It's got one of those fucking big old metal locks on it, so you can't turn it.
The... What's it called? The thing with the handles on it. The Navigatron.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
That's what it's called.
The Navigatron.
What's happened to all the animals?
Shot. I don't think it had animals on board. I think it might have had fake animals. Fanimals.
As they're known.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Rubberized animals. Two of them. All of them. So quite a lot. Did I tell you my theory about Noah's Ark?
Oh, God. Okay. Right.
Because a lot of people say...
It's aliens.
No. How did Noah's Ark... get all of the animals on it if there's like hundreds of thousands of different animals now?
Because one of the big things, it wasn't two of every animal. There were different numbers of different kinds of animals. So, you know, there were more birds or more mammals. And so there were like varying numbers. So it wasn't just two of each. It was like four of some of these and half a dozen of these kinds of animals. It's even more animals than you would think.
Right. I didn't even know. That's a little bonus fact about Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
That it wasn't even two. That was just a misconception.
But what's your theory? Because this is going to be fucking weird, isn't it? All right. I'm going to brace myself.
Well.
Okay. What's your weird ass
theory?
You
know how when you put a lot of people together for some reason, like at the Olympics or at a convention.
People get ill.
Well, maybe. But also they all bang each other. Right, the Olympics.
Jesus Christ, okay.
The Olympics are just a bang-a-thon, apparently. All the athletes are like in their prime of life, they're young,
they're
like ready to go. They're all banging each other, right? And all across disciplines as well. You've got like long jumpers banging.
Did they ever put darts? Is darts in it this year? I think it is.
I don't think so, no.
Darts and skateboarding.
No, skateboarding is, but darts isn't.
Did you see the video of the guy hitting, you know, fucking his balls up by going into the railing?
No, I haven't seen that. But,
very funny.
I'm sure it's great. The point is that you've got all of this kind of cross-disciplinary banging, you know, where gun people are banging.
Right.
Long people, whatever.
Long people and gun people.
Imagine Noah's Ark.
Right.
There were originally, back in Bible times, a load of animals. You stuck them all together on a boat with nothing to do.
I see. Is your idea is that they only had, like, a few of different kinds of animals.
Back
Over
then.
Over time, they crossbred.
That's right.
So... Giraffes came about because horses and snakes.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And zebras were from
horses
again.
And stripy
and
snakes
something
with
stripy.
Short strips.
I don't know what the original stripy animal was that banged the horse, but we can probably figure it out.
Yeah, I think it's quite prolific because there's a lot of stripy animals around.
Yes. Stripes are all over the place in nature.
Also, look at all the different kinds of dogs we've got.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, that was just a pile of...
That's a different story.
Okay.
In the Bible. The Jesus one. That's later.
The New Testament.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is old before then.
So that's your theory.
Well, yeah, because all humans come from Noah's family, right?
Yeah.
Who were banging each other.
So Noah's wife and his sons.
Yes.
And the sons and the wife
And Noah.
And all of us came from there.
From there.
Right. But originally we came from just two people.
As you may have recognised, some...
Because all this is real.
People look a bit like an animal as well. Because they always say
that... This is part of your theory.
They always say that people look like their pets.
Right.
Right, you have
Oh, and it's because their pet had sex with their dad. And that's why the person looks
like that. Or some part of his, right. some part of history.
Okay.
I like to think about things.
You sure do.
I do. I like to think about things.
Right.
Or just try and get into the head of someone who doesn't think about things very much.
Makes
grand assumptions.
I have this thing stuck in my head, right? And I have, you know, Noah and most of the people of that period, you know, from the Middle East, probably quite brown of skin, of tone.
Sure.
And
Jesus didn't probably look like, you know, Father Christmas or
whatever. I don't want to get into the other races too much because I'll get cancelled. But certainly was Noah on the ark and he saw a very pale, not hairy animal of some description.
Right.
And that's how white people came around.
I see. Like a swan.
A swan? Yeah, sure. Noah and a swan... And that's how.
But there's also black swans, aren't there? So swans were the source of all the colours of the rainbow that we have amongst humanity today.
I mean, sure. If we leave it at that, I think we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had.
I think we're safe.
They figured
that.
This out thousands swans. Of years ago, and been going with it ever since.
Yeah.
You know, simple, makes sense.
All from swans. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's part of the theory that you've had this whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much a theory as a stupid idea.
Okay.
That
yeah.
I quite like because it's so stupid. I like stupid stuff.
I mean, I like the idea that Noah was an alien.
Yeah.
Well, he had a jetpack. He landed on Earth. No, and he was like, okay, I've got to find some trees, stat.
Why?
Because there's going to be a flood.
How did he know?
God told him.
God told
God
the alien?
Isn't actually a god. God is the name of his mate, who is also an alien, right. who has the telescope.
It's quite an alien name, actually.
It is.
It?
God.
God.
So God. He had the telescope. God was
I am going to Earth. Be careful, there be flood. Okay, God. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Quick, make sure you get one of all animal or two. And
one
then...
of all animal? That's not going to be any good, is it? Well, actually, according to your theory, it will be fine.
Well,
so yeah.
I just like thinking back to what would be those original animals that were on the ark. You know, because
the animals we have now. Wouldn't resemble those original animals in any way.
No, I wouldn't think so, no.
So a rhinoceros. Okay, that's a weird-ass animal. Well, how did that come around? How did we get a rhinoceros?
Well, a horse.
A horse. Always a horse. And a swan. Why not? It's always them.
Well, because it's
horse
got
and
the...
a swan. Baby was born. The horse, like, looks at the swan. The swan looks at the horse. They're like...
What? No, that's a different animal.
And they loved. And they loved.
They
that
loved
rhinoceros.
Each other.
Yeah, they all loved
rhinoceros.
Each other.
They loved each other very much, and that's the beauty of nature.
God, nature's fucking fantastic, isn't it?
God, it is. God, what was this story? So Noah's
Ark. The Coast Guard.
Unfortunately, it's been impounded.
Yeah, the Coast Guard have impounded
it's got,
it for a year and a half.
It's got tickets on the front of it. It's taken. It's got 500 a day. Fines coming
wow,
on.
Wow, that's going to really rack up, isn't it? A year and a half, £500 a day, that's at least £2,000.
The Coast Guard found a range of issues, including overdue services for life-saving equipment. What does that mean? Overdue services for life-saving equipment.
They haven't installed any of these things,
right, there's no life jackets or fire kit or lifeboats.
I mean, you think they should have, like, some sort of, like, anti-fire thing, given the whole thing's made of fucking wood.
Yeah.
It's an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, because the dragons...
Wait, what?
They would just catch it on fire straight away.
But they... Maybe they knew that, and so they chucked the dragons overboard, and that's why we ain't got dragons today.
I see, because they would have caught the Ark on fire. It's good thinking. They were smart. Our ancestors.
And then they saw
our great-great-great-great-grandpapa,
Noah. What happened to the unicorns, though? Like, how... Did they just fall off? Maybe, like, you know, the lady unicorn fell off and the male just...
The horn just moved. The horn just moved around, I think.
Oh, God.
It was a bad idea having it on the head.
And now it's between the legs.
Well, you said it, not me. Well, look.
It's not a boat. It's a non-certified floating object.
Is that what Ard Peters says?
Yeah.
Right.
And the Coast Guard were like, we don't care. What if there's a fire?
Look at it, mate. It's a boat, clearly.
Yeah, look at it. It's a boat.
It's not a non-certifiable floating object. Is it? Well, that would be an alien. That would be like a UFO.
Except it would be a...
It's an NCFO. Unidentified floating object. I like that. That's like for the aliens under the sea.
Or for, like, really weird turds. What is that?
I didn't do it.
But I haven't eaten sweet corn in the last 3 months.
Where did that come from? I'm the only one who lives in this house.
Oh, my God. And then I, like, look over at my cats, and they're like, where did you get sweet corn?
It's their other family.
Yeah, the other family that feeds them.
Yeah, there's probably like four or five other families that feed them.
Oh, they could be.
They've all got their own names for them.
Yeah.
Cats have got like multiple personalities, I swear.
What would they be called? Because they're Carly and Meckins. But that's not even their original names. Their original names were like Dolph and Sonia.
No. Dolph.
Dolph. After Dolph Lundgren.
The old...
And Sonia after Bridget Nielsen's character of Red Sonia.
Christ, how old were their fucking family before? Those references are ancient. Dolph Lundgren, the action hero from the 80s.
Yeah.
He wasn't even an action hero. He was kind of a bad guy in Die Hard, wasn't he, or something?
Dolph was, much like yourself, a chemist.
A sidekick. Oh.
He has a master's degree in chemistry.
Wow.
Molecular chemistry, I think.
Yeah, that's a rubbish one.
And he, because he's a large man, he was employed as a bodyguard to Grace Jones, the actress. And then he got into acting just as, you know, because he's a
handsome,
large
man. Because he was hanging around. They were like you.
Yeah.
You look scary and threatening. Do you want to be a bad guy?
And then he was He-Man. Okay. In the He-Man Masters of the Universe movie, which is one of the, you know, biggest flops in film history and destroyed canon.
Have you seen any of the new Netflix He-Man?
No.
It's really bad.
Kevin
apparently.
Smith wrote it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's great.
Let's move on from this stupid boat story.
It's
fucking
a good story, Lewis. It's a good story.
It is
about
a good story.
A boat.
So what's going to happen? We don't know. They're going to have to get their registration documents.
Well, you know what's going to happen, right? Obvious. It's racking up loads of debt. It's been impounded. There's no fire equipment on board. The guy's obviously going to arson it and then claim it on insurance. And by the guy, I mean any mysterious person, because I'm not alleging that anyone in particular
would burn down Noah's Ark. Yeah. But do you know what? It's nice that it's there. Just in case.
Is it, though? We saw a picture of it. It's ugly as fuck. It's horrible.
And it's not seaworthy.
Yeah.
Well, but it's nice that it's there.
It is nice, because what else has Norwich got? Oh, not Norwich. Ipswich. What else has Ipswich got? Nothing.
Nothing.
Norwich has got Mustard and Alan Partridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been the base of the Nazis, the new capital of... And England occupied by the Nazis.
That's really sad.
Ipswich, what claim to fame has it got? An ark that isn't even a boat.
Yeah, sad, isn't it?
Pretty
but
sad.
Nice that it's there. You
but it is
know.
Nice that it's there.
It is nice. Otherwise,
I don't believe that
I'm going to sleep more soundly knowing that if there is an apocalyptic flood, we'll at least be able to squeeze a few cats and dogs in there and push them off into the North Sea.
Is that your idea of So,
well, how many animals do you think they have on hand in Norwich?
Every time it starts pissing down with rain in the office, do you start like, fuck, I better get to fucking Ipswich. Get on the boat.
Normally I like things that have witch on the end.
Yeah. Berber?
Berber witch? Sandwich?
Berber standing on sandwich? Not so much. She does do that, you know. She makes peanut butter sandwich and then she stands on it to flatten it because it tastes nicer.
Yeah, some people like the squashed bread.
Breadiness. It's kind of messed up, if you ask me.
It's a bit fucked up.
Why not just use already flat bread? There's plenty of different...
Like pita bread or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's a unique sort of taste, though, isn't it, on the old squash bread?
It's weird.
Some people like it. How do you feel about a banana sandwich? With a little bit of sugar on it.
No. Banana in a sandwich?
Well, you can't knock it till you tried it.
Banana bread is nice.
It's not really a banana sandwich, though, is it?
No, but I wanted to sort of what try and find a middle ground.
A banana and ready salted crisp sandwich. I've had that before.
Fuck?
Let's try it.
What is your stance? Okay?
It's kind of...
Cross-legged. Looking like a little goblin.
Yeah, generally.
Okay. There is more. Okay. So, it's morning. You've gotten out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, you drink some glass. Drink some water from a glass. Blood just sprays out your throat.
No, not this again.
Why do we do this every morning? You drink some water from a glass. You're like, I feel like a spot of breakfast. You make a cup of tea. You make some toast. You butter the toast. You pick up a slice. You slice it diagonally. You dip it in the tea. And then you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your stance on that as an act? Dipping toast in tea.
I'm okay with it. As a British man, I'm okay with dipping savoury things in tea. I'm a bit concerned about the buttery, oily residue that will be left on top of the tea.
Yes.
But that's just a nice little treat for the next sip of tea.
I thought you were going to say for the next person.
You're already putting milk in the tea anyway.
Yeah.
And the butter is not that far away.
Do you even have milk in tea? I've never seen you.
I have oat milk in tea.
Okay.
But we don't have any in the fridge, so I've just got brown water with a tea bag in it.
It's not fruity tea, is it?
No, it's just chai. It actually has a little joke on it. What a joke.
Oh, Jesus.
It says, it's a quote from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh!
It says, is there any tea on this spaceship?
Yeah, you're right. That's not a joke, is it?
Douglas Adams, it's not a joke. Quote. No, it's just a little quote.
Mm.
It's like a cracker joke.
Yeah.
Some people might crack a smile, a little warming Hitchhiker's reference.
Think maybe a sort of
don't
knowing,
forget your towel.
I think a knowing chuckle.
Yeah, a nod. A little internal nod. Yeah. So, no, my stance is I'm fine with it. I'm not going to judge you for that. That's
all right.
An accept a nice piece of quality toast and butter is a fine starting breakfast snack.
Because I think I there was a poll I did. I did a stream and I was like, anyone dip toast in their tea? And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do a poll. And I think it was only 17% of people
were okay with it.
Yeah, 83% were no. I think that was what it was.
Said you should be shot.
Yeah, they were very unhappy. A lot of people were very, very
people
unhappy.
People are very opinionated. People are very opinionated. They need to chill the fuck out.
I think the primary concern is the butter. The butter floating around, making
yeah, I mean, that's the tea oily. I flagged it as a problem,
yeah.
But I just bypassed it. I don't usually have that much butter. I'm quite a thin butterer.
Yeah, you seem like it. You do.
Yeah, I don't like to put thick butter on.
No.
I get it right up the edges, though. I hate people who don't.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
You've got to get the butter all up to the edges.
You can't just have really dry crusts.
No.
It's madness.
I'm not a fan. But I will like the crusts if they've got a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not a lot.
But I guess, you know, if it's too dry, the crusts, just dip them in your tea.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of dipping anything in tea. You know, most things will dip in tea fine. Marshmallows, dip those in there.
You ever dipped your, you know, your
What? In the tea. You know, maybe it's a cold
a
morning.
Finger.
Yeah. Just maybe it's a cold morning.
Just to test how warm it was.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn myself.
No.
Well, yeah, from time to time.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. Just to see what it's like. You know,
every morning he does this. Every morning.
What is
another story?
The next story that you've dug up for us.
Well, there's this one about a ghost.
Oh, good. That's classic Peculiar Portions. We haven't done a ghost story in like ages.
I think we don't want to just save it up for Halloween because I like it being a bit spooky all year.
Yeah,
that is terrifying.
I love a ghost story.
There's an actual picture of it, and it is a woman in a white dress.
The CCTV image of this ghost has baffled security.
So it's a building site, and the builders saw this a ghostly figure of a bride.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's good. It actually looks like a shitty building site with those metal like. Fences, those your removable fences, you see them all over the place, and some like breeze box and ladders lying around.
And there's clearly, that's an actual person is definitely there.
Yeah, there's definitely now this to me doesn't look like a CCTV image, first of all.
Right.
They say it is, but it's taken from like a angle of someone who's holding a phone. You know what I mean?
You think there's, the CCTV, you'd think you'd have it quite high up looking down, and this is like a sort of head height or even lower.
Yeah.
But it is looking at their materials. So, in case people are like.
Their materials?
Steal,
what are they going to steal?
Yeah, people might steal,
They're more likely to steal the camera than the shit which is on the
floor.
That's true.
There's a big problem stealing of CCTV cameras. So they often have CCTV cameras pointed at the CCTV cameras to make sure
that's really smart.
Yeah.
So it's just a series of CCTV cameras in a circle.
At each other, yeah.
Well, you've got to protect your stuff. For insurance purposes.
So this was in Birmingham?
Oh, yeah.
Where
Tom's from. Yeah. Thomas yeah. Bates. Do you know anything about this?
I hadn't heard of it. Yeah.
Hadn't heard of it. This is recent.
This is hot news.
Oh, no, it's not.
From a year ago.
Yeah. I saw August and I thought, oh, that's now. But no.
Is this just going to be... Just there we go.
Photograph of the supposed ghostly apparition has left many scratching their heads over whether it is genuine or a hoax. Well, do you know what it feels like to me?
What?
A hoax.
No, it's real. It's a real ghost.
Looks like someone has put their wedding dress on and taken a picture there.
Yeah, but it's like the dead of night,
creepy.
Lewis. Who's going around in the dead of night?
People on a hen do,
wedding.
Or people on a do all night.
They
walking past the building site, thinking, it'll be good if we took a picture of you walking creepily through there.
So this is like a bride-to-be in her wedding dress at her hen do. Why would she wear a wedding dress at the hen do? That's just an accident waiting to happen. What if it gets wine on?
I think she has. That's why it's all red at the bottom.
Oh, my God. I thought that was blood.
She tried to wash it off, but... No,
is there even a story to go with this of 20 years ago, this building site was a church and a bride got hacked to death with an axe at the altar.
But the priest got mixed up the wedding day and the funeral and the bride was buried and the corpse was married to the groom.
Oh, my God!
Dun, dun, dun. That would be good. But no, it was nothing like that. It's just an old building site.
So this was like 2 a.m. She was there. 3 minutes later, security responded to someone being on the CCTV.
Right.
They looked around. They couldn't see anyone. And they couldn't see any sign of anyone having ever been there, which... What does that mean? Footprints? What were they...
Well, it looks like no one's ever been here.
Yeah, but it's a building site. People have been there.
There's clearly
the builders have been there.
Oh, there's loads of... Yeah, there's people here now.
Maybe they checked to see... maybe there's a gate and the gate was still locked or something.
This is... It's not a mystery. I mean, it's not like a... It's not like an Agatha Christie. It's not like a... It's not good, but it's cool. I like the prank. It feels like someone's done a good prank on the old builders. walked through a building site in a creepy dress.
That doesn't really seem to be much detail.
But I mean, she got lit up by the flash. Do you see what I mean? Of the photography. I'm just poking holes in this picture.
Right.
Look at the lighting.
Well, I think the CCTV camera would have like a light next to it so they could actually see, you know, any thieves.
So it's also a light. Thieves?
Well, I guess that's why it's there, for thieves.
And what are they like, thieving?
The building materials. We've been through this.
What? Who is coming in to
a
building site?
To steal the cameras.
Licking bags of fucking sand.
Brides, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's so obvious. It's a thief dressed as a ghost.
What?
The thief dresses as a ghost. They scout out the area and then they leave to see if there was anything worth stealing, right? So it's just them casing the joint, as it were. But they're dressed as a ghost, so when they review the footage, they're like, oh my God, it's a ghost, not, oh my God, it's a thief dressed as a ghost.
So are you saying if he was wearing like a stripy jumper and a beanie hat, they'd be like, well, it's a thief.
Yeah, obviously.
But instead they're like, Arnold, you dress up as a bride ghost, and go in there and scout the joint.
Yeah,
and then
obviously.
You've gone in there and you've come back. Was there anything good in there?
Well, no, well, just a few shitty CCTV cameras. That was all.
Well, what did we expect? It was a building site.
You know, I did the weird floating thing past it so it would look good on the photo to really spook them. Hovering 6 inches above the ground. How did he do that? How did he do that, though?
It is a good shot. It's a good image. I like it because it looks like she's... It looks like a she.
It looks like, yeah, she, and it does look like she's sort of floating.
And sort of screaming maybe as well. Like that. It is baffling. But again, I have questions and I feel like they need answers.
Well, I know what it is. It's obviously a thief dressed as a ghost. So obvious. And I think that's what all ghosts are now. It's like Scooby-Doo. You know, it's the caretaker dressed as a ghost. You know,
why was he dressed as a ghost? Why are they all dressed as ghosts?
Because there's a gold mine underneath, you know, the old museum. And so he dresses as a ghost to scare people away. Yeah, and so then they'll close the museum because they don't get any visitors. And then, you know, he'll have access to the gold mine and steal the gold.
I see. So there's always some sort of motive.
Yeah. Anywhere there's a ghost, it's a thief. So there's something valuable. So what you should do is look for where there are ghost sightings.
And then dig
your,
up.
Yeah, get dig your big it, bag of, your empty bag that says swag on the side. Go there. No!
Dress up as a ghost!
The perfect crime!
And then,
oh my God!
Scout it out.
And then they see more ghost sightings. Maybe that's why there's, you know, particular places where there's just a massive amount of ghost sightings. It's all just thieves. And they see that there are ghosts there. They're like, oh, I know. Yeah, they do what we do. They dress as ghosts.
They've had the same conversation we've had.
They look around. They're like, well, we can't really see anything. And then more people come and more people come. And then the twist is the first thief that ever was there wasn't actually a thief. It was a real ghost.
Right.
Of a thief. Dressed as a ghost.
Who died when they were looking.
They got axed to death
for
20
the ghost.
Years ago.
No. But it's like a chicken and the egg. What came first? Was it
the ghost or the thief?
The ghost of the thief or the thief looking for the ghost treasure?
Maybe there's just always been ghost thieves.
Throughout history?
Throughout all of history.
In Birmingham building sites?
Yeah.
Is that true, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Heard it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Don't call him a horse. It's rude. More like a gerbil. Lewis.
Yes, I'm here.
Interesting fact about me. I've got no valid photo ID at the moment. My passport's ran out. I don't know where my old driving license is, but that's probably ran out.
How do I know this is you, then?
There's no way of proving who I am, so I got to get some passport photos.
Are you saying that you you could be someone else.
I could. How do you know? There's no way to prove.
I'm a bit worried now.
I can't prove that I'm...
I haven't seen you for quite a while, so I'm...
Simon Blaine. Lane? Yes.
That's... It is you then, yeah?
Yeah, it is me.
That was easy. I think we could identify you by your your weirdness.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Your peculiarities, maybe, I should have said.
That's very on-brand.
What's happened? Why are you telling me this?
Well, because there's a news story about a woman who has a terrible photo ID for her driving license. It's not an embarrassing one, like...
All of them.
She didn't... You know, right before she went to have her photo taken, she was about to walk into the DMV and a bird shit on her face. And the photo is her, but with bird shit on her face.
Right.
No. She didn't have a bad hair day.
Right.
A bad hair day. So,
she didn't have, like, she didn't, like, walk, like, she was on her phone, she walked into a lamppost and get a black eye or something like that.
That's bad. She didn't, she had some new lipstick, she put it on, and then the flash of the camera made the lipstick look like tartan or purple or something, an odd colour.
Like green screened it out.
Yeah, and also like the blush on her face looks weird, and basically she looks like a clown.
I'm sure there's all of this, yeah.
Probably all of that.
But all of that stuff has happened.
But her photo is particularly weird because she picked up her new driving licence with the photo, and she's not in the photo. It's just the empty chair.
Okay.
And that got printed on her photo ID. So if she gets pulled over by a cop, you know, she parks up, you know, she finds somewhere safe to park, pulls up, you know, puts it into park on the old whatever automatic gear stick thing that they have in America.
Excuse me, ma'am.
You know, he knocks on the window.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Please roll the window down.
Oh, what is it, officer? What's the problem?
I'm afraid you've got a tail light out, and also you ran a red light back there. Could you pass me your driving license?
I was on my phone. I wasn't paying attention.
Sorry. It's all right. Let me just license and registration, please.
Oh, sure. Let me just... I'm just reaching for it in the glove box. I don't have a gun. I swear.
That's all right, ma'am.
Oh, I do have a gun in here. Don't worry about that. Here you go, officer.
Oh, wow.
It is this side, isn't it? Yeah.
Is this an old photo, ma'am?
Why do you ask?
Well, I mean...
Sorry, I'm American.
Why do you ask?
Well, you're looking rather wooden in this picture.
What kind of chair do you think they have in the DMV? A wooden... What, like a dining chair?
It was... You're looking rather stiff in this picture.
Well, I was a bit nervous.
Forget about the accent.
Are you sure you haven't... I'm not sure this is you, ma'am. Are you sure this isn't...
Well, I do declare...
Are you sure this isn't a picture of your husband?
No, it's definitely me.
Because I can see him in the seat next to you. It's not a seat.
Oh, my God.
Do you get it? It's a chair. Empty chair. Chair.
Oh, right. You mean in the seat in the car next to you, which is empty. Right. Jesus, that's terrible.
I'm struggling to know where to go with this. I mean, it is...
Get out the car, mate. And he pulls out his gun.
I was deliberately de-escalating fake event that
she's
we were acting
prison.
Out. I was trying not to cause any kind of gun-related...
Look, you can see Jade Christine Dodd is her full name. She's 5'3".
Oh.
Her eyes are bro.
Oh.
And she is a Class D.
Right.
That's what it says. Class D, end none. Eyes bro.
Rest 01.
Yeah.
Sex F.
It's just a chair. The picture is just a chair with a blue background.
There is some sort of ghostly emanation, though.
Yeah.
In the chair, which I can't help notice because we are doing the Simon's Peculiar Portions It happens to be a lot creepy, a little weird.
Yeah,
little
sometimes.
Supernatural things that go on.
We
just catch because we're tuned in.
We are. We're tuned
to
into
the supernatural,
the, you know,
to the occult.
Our third eyes are open.
Fourth eyes as well.
Yeah, that's our anuses, or ani.
As the ani, we call them. Yeah, and we can see things that other people can't.
That's true. That's true.
Or that they should have done. Oh, Simon, you're tuning in now.
I tune
to the other plane.
There's something flying around the room, Lewis. There's something flying around the room. It's a spirit. The spirit is here.
Does it want to speak to us, Simon?
It does.
What does it want to tell us?
Is there anyone here that knows a Greg?
Greg.
Does anyone here know a Greg?
Greg's. Yes, I went to Greg's for lunch.
That's right. The spirit is telling me you went to Greg's for lunch.
How does it know?
And you had a vegan sausage roll?
I did.
Oh, my God.
What was wrong with the vegan sausage roll? What did it need to tell you? Was it poisoned?
It was cold.
It was.
It was cold. Because you didn't want to pay extra to have it hot.
It was lukewarm.
Because you have to pay VAT if you have a hot product from a Greg's. But cold, you save the 20%. That's what the spirit's telling me.
is it the spirit of a tax lawyer?
Yes,
because
yes it is.
That's convenient. Could you ask him about whether or not we need to pay stamp duty on
We don't.
After the 31st of August.
Also, he's telling me, have you filled in your RJ45?
No! Oh, spirits, thank you. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
Do I need to duplicate or triplicate?
Yes.
Okay.
The spirit is saying yes.
Do you know the address? Do you know the reference number I need to use?
69LOL.
Okay. Thank you, spirits, thank you.
Thank you, nice. Right.
Goodbye.
Be nice.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye. The spirit's gone. It's left us, Lewis.
That's a relief. Wow, what a moving and emotional moment for us that was. Touching the beyond.
Could you not see it? Could you not hear
it? No, I couldn't. You were channeling through you.
Oh, my God. Do you not ever see ghosts?
Never, no.
But I thought you were not tuned. So what's your... What are you tuned into? I'm tuned into spirits.
I prefer beer or cider.
Well, that's not really... They're not spirits, are they?
No.
You should have said gin if you were going to make that joke, really. You kind of fucked that one up, didn't you?
I sometimes see, rarely...
We'll edit that out, shall we?
No,
we
can leave
it. Do it again.
No.
I'm giving you a chance. You can do it again.
We'll leave it.
It'll be really funny. I'll fake laugh to it.
I'm tuned into gin. I sometimes see, very rarely, every 6 months, this bearded figure will come to my place of work, creep in.
Oh my God, does it make any like really weird noises?
Yeah, really weird. Eats all of the snacks.
Oh yeah, it does.
Snuffles around.
It loves those potato air snacks.
Yeah, and flops itself down. And I engage in conversation with it. I try and bring it out of its shell.
That's amazing.
And extract milk, if you like.
Oh, content
comedy
milk.
Content.
Yeah, yeah.
Content milk, I call it, yeah.
It's very thick and creamy.
Creamy. I suck on it. I suck it all down.
What a treat.
I share it with you.
Oh.
The delicious listener.
Is that called snowballing or snow dropping? I think it's snow dropping, yeah.
Yeah, sounds horrible.
Yeah.
And we all get to sample some of that.
Yeah.
Together. Well, there you go. That was peculiar.
It certainly was. The story about the DMV photo, not quite so peculiar.
No.
Weird more peculiar.
Just weird.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like weird.
You do.
We love it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Prego.
What? No, sorry, it's just wind.